Simon & Schuster Audio presents Trust and Inspire, How Truly Great Leaders Unleash Greatness in Others, by Stephen M. R. Covey, with David Kasperson, McKinley Covey, and Gary T. Judd. Read by Stephen M. R. Covey.
Introduction. The highest temperature ever recorded on the face of the Earth is a sizzling 134 degrees Fahrenheit. This record was set on July 10, 1913, in California's Death Valley. Nothing grows in Death Valley because it's so hot and dry. Average rainfall is 1 to 2 inches a year. Not too long ago, a total of only half an inch of rain fell in 40 months. No wonder it looks like such a barren wasteland. Amazingly, all that changed in the spring of 2005. For no apparent reason, 6 inches of rain fell over a brief period in the winter of 2004. When spring arrived, observers were stunned to see a rich carpet of wildflowers completely covering the floor of Death Valley. Maybe the place isn't dead after all. Maybe it's just dormant, waiting for the right conditions. In fact, the late Sir Kenneth Robinson, British author and international advisor on education, argued in a stirring TED Talk that it would be better called Dormant Valley. Not as catchy, maybe, but a lot more accurate. People are a lot like that. We have greatness inside each of us, though sometimes it is just as dormant as the wildflowers in Death Valley. The seed is always there. It just needs the right conditions to flourish. Like those 6 inches of rain, truly great leaders can create the right conditions to awaken the potential within a person. Approaching leadership like a gardener, these leaders recognize the power is in the seed. They curate conditions in which a person can flourish. Not unlike the soil, water, air, and sunlight that enable a seed to flourish. As a result, they see that person rise beyond every imaginable expectation. Some of us have been fortunate enough to be led by someone who has done for us what the rain did for the wildflowers in Death Valley.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?